Botswana has an elephant problem. It's home to the world's largest elephant population. Botswana has already gifted 8,000 of the animals to Angola, has also offered another 500 to Mozambique, something like 1,300 animals, elephants in Botswana. And for the second time this year, Botswana has threatened to send thousands of elephants to Europe. In March, Botswana warned that it would fill one of London's parks with the animals. Hyde Park, it says that could be the home for our excess elephants. Now, the Botswanan government says it wants to send 20,000 elephants to Germany. Ross Harvey is the director of research at Good Governance Africa, has done research into the natural resource economy. Thanks so much for joining us. Ross, why is Botswana adamant that it wants to send elephants, particularly to Western countries, the UK and Germany, because it has now this excess elephants, a population of about 130,000 animals in the country? Ross, good morning.
Morning, Lester. So Botswana, just in the first instance, does not have an elephant problem. Its elephant population has been stable since around 2014. President Masisi has been making these wild claims about elephant overpopulation problems as a means of trying to communicate to Western countries that he does not like the perceived imposition of the trajectory in those countries to ban trophy imports of hunted elephants. He, of course, is conflating two issues, what other countries choose to do. In other words, the UK, for instance, has just passed the second reading in the House of Commons of its trophy hunting import ban bill, which says that the trophy hunting of endangered species in African countries is a sovereign decision of those nations, but those tusks, for instance, of endangered elephants may not be imported into the UK. And Masisi has taken that as a snub, as the UK somehow making some kind of colonial imposition. And so his response is to say, well, okay, you can have our so-called excess elephants. But the truth of the matter, ecologically, is that there's no such thing as excess elephants, and in fact what is required for southern African countries is to have a unified position on how to manage elephant migration and manage anti-poaching efforts in such a way as to ensure that everyone benefits from having this volume of elephants. 130,000 elephants is roughly correct. Probably 136,000 elephants, and that is about a quarter of the world's remaining population.
The Botswana government has said that it has an elephant problem because as elephant migrations grow, they then go on to arable land, destroying land that could be used for agriculture, and they say it's because of pressure from conservation groups not to embark on some sort of hunting or culling program. Is that accurate?
No, it's inaccurate. I mean, the problem of human-elephant conflict is long-standing. The way to deal with that is certainly neither through culling nor hunting. It's through the exercise of conflict mitigation methods and creating safe migratory corridors, as has been demonstrated actually amply by a group called EcoExist, which have created with great success in partnership with the Botswana government safe migratory corridors for elephants to move in and out of the northern part of the delta. So to suggest that there are excess elephants because there is crop raiding by elephants is inaccurate. Elephants do raid crops, and they're likely to raid crops more if you remove older bulls, because older bulls are required both for knowledge transfer and for disciplining younger bulls. Now, hunters target older bulls, which is generally a terrible idea because they are the elephants that other elephants need most. And they're the elephants most required for maintaining herd stability and discipline. And so that's actually ultimately the way to reduce human-elephant conflict in combination with creating safe migratory corridors, in addition to mitigation methods such as using bees, for instance, or chili fences around crop-growing areas. To suggest that Botswana has an elephant overpopulation problem is to ignore biology and elephant science, which shows that in open areas, elephants actually adapt their population growth rates according to the extent to which the ecology is able to support the population. This is why we don't cull elephants anymore, by the way.
Yeah, there was a Botswana did introduce a ban on trophy hunting in 2014. I think that ban lasted, I think, till 2019. They now issue yearly hunting quotas. Has the reopening of these quotas, has this influenced elephant populations at all?
No, hunting is never going to influence elephant population growth per se. But what it does do is eliminates those older bulls, which are critical, as I said, both to herd integrity, but also to ecotourism. These are the elephants that maintain elephant populations. Remember, they're the same elephants targeted by poachers. So the reintroduction of hunting, in other words, the lifting of the moratorium imposed on hunting in 2019, to my mind, has been deleterious for Botswana because it's damaged its reputation as a safe haven, which it built when it banned trophy hunting. And you need sustainable forms of revenue. Trophy hunting is not, because trophy hunters, by their own records, are showing that they're shooting out the biggest remaining tuskers. And this problem is actually manifest now in northern Tanzania, as you'll probably have seen.
Yeah. President Masisi is saying it's not a joke. We will send elephants, but the way you're making it seem, it's a little bit of geopolitical posturing and trying to kick back at what the Botswana government sees as some form of Western country overreach. It would be very difficult simply just to send 20,000 elephants to Germany on freight trucks or airlifts. So a little bit of posturing from Botswana's side.
Yeah, and in fact, the unfortunate thing about it is that it crowds out the opportunity for genuine, rational conversation over this issue. One must remember that Botswana, it's certainly politically connected elites in Botswana, make a lot of money out of trophy hunting. And of course, if the UK does ban trophy imports into the country, then Botswana stands to lose some money. But the issue is that trophy hunting is fundamentally unsustainable by definition. And in fact, what Botswana should really be doing is demonstrating how it arrived at the decisions that it has made in its elephant management plan. Remember that it introduced a quota before it even had an elephant management plan on the table. It also hasn't made public the science behind the determination of that quota. And for me, that's the real issue. If you are going to have a hunting quota, you need to make the science publicly available and you need to act in a transparent and accountable manner. Threatening to send 20,000 elephants to Germany or to populate Hyde Park with elephants is, as you say, posturing at best, deflection at worst. And the truth is that Botswana currently has a poaching problem, which started towards the end of 2018. And then, of course, the hunting ban was lifted in 2019, commensurate with removing the kind of strict anti-poaching measures that Ian Khama had in place. So Botswana needs to deal with its issues at home instead of kind of making a bit of a mess geopolitically.
Ross Harvey, really appreciate your time. He is a Botswana-based natural resource economist.